Gretchen Whitmer administration tightens coronavirus restrictions, issues guidelines for trick-or-treating. By Kyle Olson on October 31, 2020. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer's administration tightened restrictions on residents on Friday despite a Supreme Court ruling throwing out her coronavirus-related executive orders. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, MDHHS, issued new orders, which include smaller indoor crowd sizes and new requirements for restaurants to collect contact information from patrons. The state news reported. All dine-in food service establishments are now required to maintain accurate records of the names and phone numbers of patrons who purchase food for consumption on the premises, along with the date and time of entry. If patrons refuse to give out this information, then servers need to deny entry/service. The department, headed by Robert Gordon, who does not have a background in public health, cut indoor gatherings from 500 to 50. The only way to beat COVID is to act on what we've learned since March, Gordon said in a news release. Wear masks. Keep 6 feet of distance. Wash hands. And avoid the indoor get-togethers where we have seen COVID explode. Those who refuse to comply face stiff fines or even jail time. Violations are punishable by a civil fine up to $1,000 and may also be treated as a misdemeanor punishable by imprisonment for not more than 6 months or a fine of not more than $200, or both, MDHHS said. The department also threatened businesses that do not collect the demanded information. In addition, failure to comply with orders may violate a business or a professional's licensure requirements or present a workplace safety violation, it said. The department then provided an avenue for residents to tattle on businesses and patrons they feel have not sufficiently submitted. Many residents did not take kindly to the new requirements, with some proposing to turn the tables on Whitmer and the bureaucrats. Every bar and restaurant I enter, my name is Gretchen Whitmer and my hash is 517-373-0184, former state representative candidate R.J. Regan posted on Facebook. That is the number for the state capitol building. Earlier this month, MDHHS issued guidelines for trick-or-treating. Via Wilkes. Homeowners can also take steps to make things safer. MDHHS says to use duct tape to mark 6-foot lines in front of home and leading to driveway/front door. They also recommend positioning a disinfected distribution table between yourself and trick-or-treaters. Homeowners should also consider handing out candy in an open space where distancing is possible, rather than from the front door. Those who do not feel comfortable distributing candy should keep their porch lights off on Saturday, October 31 during trick-or-treating hours. The department recommended children always stay on the right and participate in one-way trick-or-treating. It urged parents to only go to houses with safety measures in place. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of The Kyle Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on Saturdays. Listen to segments on YouTube or download full podcast episodes. Follow him on Twitter, like him on Facebook, and follow him on Parler.